Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the episode, the podcast episode. We have Randy Saxton with us from Southern California. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Gabor. Nice to hear your voice.
Same here.
It is a sunny California day.
Sunny. Yes.
Sunny.
You're just outside.
Funny. When I first moved to California, I grew up on the East Coast, Connecticut, and I thought the whole of California was just like Venice Beach. That's what I imagined.
The entire California.
the whole state was Venice Beach, and I arrived in San Francisco in September, October. Which is, glorious time of year. Kind of the weather is just like perfect everywhere. And so that was, kind of just like stepped out. And then pretty quickly, November comes around and everything is kind of gets, it's chilly up, chillier. It can be, up in Northern California compared to Southern California, but not compared to other parts of the country, of course. But yeah, we're pretty spoiled here.
Yeah, Southern California is pretty nice.
But I'm not in Southern California.
You're northern. The weather's pretty nice up to San Francisco area. And it gets a little gloomy, I guess.
Yeah.
It's still nice.
Well, it gets that fog in the summer, which everybody on their summer vacations comes to the city and gets surprised by that foggy weather in the city itself, because it just the fog comes in when it gets hot inland, and they have to run out and buy sweatshirts and so on.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it's really true that Mark Twain said the coldest coldest winter he ever spent was his summer in San Francisco or something like that. I don't know if he really said that.
I've heard stories.
But at any rate, yes, this is where I'm at. So thank you. You found me.
That's one heck of an intro. All right, we're going to get to the meat and potato, guys. So we want to talk about the topic is painting outside of the box. That's kind of the topic here today. And Randy's such a diverse artist. If you're not familiar with his work, obviously look it up. But you can see Randy's, he's got great drawing skills. So he paints the figure, landscape, still life, whatever. He's very diverse, and so the painting outside of the box is the topic here. And Randy, if you can give us more insight on this topic.
Sure. It came to mind when you mentioned you wanted to get together and chat, because right at the moment I'm sending work out to a few galleries as well as to a group show that I'm in, and all of the various, well, especially the group show, and Gabor is correct. I paint a lot of different genres, a lot of different subject matter, and intentionally try to push myself in different directions and basically thinking outside the box, but actually sort of painting outside the box, giving myself permission to paint in different ways. Even I've been working with some abstract paintings recently, kind of going back full circle from when I first started painting in college. Painted abstract work partly because a lot of the professors that I was really responding to, that's what they were doing, and it was all about the process, and it was really exciting. And then I just turned and started working some other direction at a certain point. Especially the ways that people know me, more for more representational work, plein air work, landscape work, and so on. What I'd like to try to encourage people to do is to actually get, try to get out there and pound the pavement a little bit and try to show in different ways. For this particular group show was a theme show that was called Transitions. And it was wide open. You could interpret the subject matter or the title of the show any way that you wanted. And that prompted me, motivated me to start a series that I wouldn't have done otherwise, that I wouldn't have thought about painting something like this otherwise, and really launched me into a small suite of paintings, six pieces that I feel like are just really fun. They're just something different that I had, you know, otherwise if I didn't agree to be in this show, then I wouldn't have come up with these type of work. So sometimes, you know, it's not just you trying to figure out what to paint next. Sometimes the opportunities that are out there to show with group shows or have a little bit of pressure under your butt, so to speak, to come up with some work that can present itself with a different type of painting. These pieces are all focused on cactus and succulent imagery. That, you know, there's sort of very architectural plants, sort of mathematical, so to speak, the way that they're designed naturally. And that just struck a chord with me, and I kind of ran with it, and it was fun.
They're great. I love them. Yeah, they're really nice. They're different, but not for the sake of different. Just they're like when I scroll through Instagram or something, it pops up. I'm like, whoa, like, that's different. No, it's Randy's.
You know, what was really fun for me was in exploring those shapes and sort of really, you know, zooming in and investigating them up close and personal was how similar they are to shapes of things underwater. Like kelp and, you know, different, or starfish, designs of within nature that are under the water that are in the desert.
Yeah.
that was kind of a weird thing. Yeah. That was, I brought this sort of water element into the way that I was painting the paintings, even though it wasn't really there.
Yeah. And you said it's interesting how you said, you know, you started out abstract first, and then you went into more representational, and then you kind of, not going 100% full abstract, but you kind of going a little bit drifting, not drifting, but...
I'm painting some you're definitely working with some on some series of abstract work.
Yeah. Okay.
And but I'm approaching those very slowly. They're not anything that I'm painting very, you know, too quickly or whatever. Yeah. And I'm really trying to learn from one from the next and see where they go. And the main reason that I wanted to get back into that was just to really experiment with moving paint different ways.
Mm-hmm.
That when I work more with the work that I've been doing for the past 25, 30 years, being more narrative, more or representational, more realistic, there's a certain way that I'm moving the paint to bring out form, to make things look suggest and to always always having the paint be a big part of, you know, allowed to play in the painting itself. I mean, that you see the brush, you know, brush strokes are a little rigorous, or that I try to build up the paint a little bit in some places, and that the brush strokes are apparent, and, you know, try to work sort of loose realism, so to speak. And so getting into this abstract work was another, I think, way of just what the title of this conversation is, there is painting outside the box, allowing myself to play with paint without feeling the need to make it look like anything so that I could build up the texture of the surface of the painting and play with things like that, that are a little bit more intuitive and just fun. And then incorporating things into those abstract works that are recognizable, but not completely, and just allowing myself that for that to happen. Now, that that experiment, so, and we can call it that for myself, this new abstract series that I've been working on, has now I'm seeing that the way that I've been moving the paint in those paintings is starting to show up in the especially the larger work that I've been working on, in more representational work, and just playing with different, like, I think one of the things that I've been, that I feel like a strength, sort of, or muscle, I guess, let's put it that way, a muscle that when I've been working on these abstract pieces, it's kind of, you know, you're just responding to what's on the canvas in many ways. You're not working with subject matter in the real world necessarily, and it's just completely intuitive response to what's there.
Mm-hmm.
That is a little bit of a, I call it sort of dreaming into the piece, dreaming into your painting a little bit, seeing where you can go with it, imagining where what might work out, how you could resolve things, and that's been allowing me, or let's see, it's been changing recent. The way that I get into some recent work that is larger, I've been calling them a little bit more like concept pieces. Like I did a piece recently that was a full moon rising, the super moons that have, you know, been over the summer here. My wife Carol and I went, our house is on the west side of a hill, so we wanted to get out and try to see this full moon rising over the hills to the east. And finally, just this last month, finally got over there. It's like, and it was just stunning, even though we were at a bus stop. You know, we're looking at the full moon coming over that
like the sun Benicia coming up.
Hillside. Yeah. And it just was so big, and it was just, you know, it just hit me. I mean, I've seen it in various places, but just this past couple months ago, I was like, wow, yeah, let's see, I want to do. And so I was able to sort of dream up, in a way, a composition that was based on that, but we used totally different reference and put it all together. And, you know, it was kind of like using my imagination more than complete direct response with, you know, like a plein air experience or doing sketches. It was more like like working from memory a little bit and piecing it together, which strangely enough, the work with the abstract pieces that I've been doing has sort of allowed me to get into that.
No, that's great. Well, I think dreaming into it, I think that's a great analogy. What would you... What tip or tips would you give someone that's kind of struggling with painting the same old, and they want to expand a little bit? I know it's not one.
I think for myself, when I was first learning, I think to expose yourself to more artwork is one of the best ways, you know, to really like look like to see what's out there. You know, even Picasso said, you know, good artists copy, great artists steal. You got to look, you got to really learn from there's so many amazing artists that have throughout art history and even currently contemporary painters that are out there that, you know, look and see what's out there, see what it is that you like. If you, I know that this, so your question prompted a memory for me of being actually painting more abstractly at a certain point, you know, well, back in the mid 80s, and seeing Michael Lynch's paintings, mm-hmm. and seeing how a painter could play with paint very freely. His brushwork is just
like poetry,
exquisite, yeah. right? And to see how somebody could paint nature, like mm-hmm. a creek or a sunset, and have it, the bones of it be so abstract, and that just blew my mind when I saw his work. So I would say it's kind of like expose yourself to, mm-hmm. you know, really, really start looking around if you do get feel like you're in a little bit of that slump. And then the other thing is, I think with people that are starting out painting, to really take your time and realize that you can't do everything at once, that you have to take baby steps to learn, you know, it's kind of like learning another language altogether. You know, I think of plein air painting as being somewhat of a shorthand. You're trying to suggest a lot not as little as possible, but trying to, you can't, you know, jump into it right away and expect yourself to paint a panoramic. You need to really kind of take one step at a time with that. So that's my other suggestion on that one. It's just to really kind of take your time.
That's a good one. Inspiration from others. That's always a good one. I mean, if you're listening to this, like, well, there's this way too. I'm like, yeah, probably, but this is, you know, one of the ways that Randy, you know, deals with this. So I think that's why we do these podcasts, is to educate, inspire. Sometimes we're stuck. It's good to listen to another artist and say, okay, maybe I'll just kind of give that a shot, see what happens. So I think it's good to experiment, which is, again, going back to painting outside the box theme mm-hmm. here. So, well, thank you, Randy. That was enlightening. And again, just I'm always love to listen to your knowledge and inspiration. And I think it's just so helpful for others. So thank you for sharing.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure. Thanks. I'm honored to be here.
If you want to learn with Randy, or want to learn more about Randy, Randy has an online course with us at TucsonArtAcademyOnline.com. That's the website, and it's a mentoring course. It's we call it 365 online mentoring course. It's a full year you get to spend with Randy online. There's a private community. You can submit work in there. There's a whole community of folks in there, like-minded people. And it's just a great way where Randy helps you, you know, once you submit the image, visually, verbally, whatever it takes to help you, to guide you along with whatever issues you might be facing. It's just a great, great way to learn. Workshops are great physical, but 4 days, 5 days go by so fast that I know when I took them, I was like, oh, I wish I would last longer. Well, here you do virtually, and we have so many students that were just, you know, as long as you put the time in, I always say, you know, Randy's there for you to help you. That's kind of the thing that's happening with these online courses that we have. And if you just want to purchase a digital download, what it is just a start to finish painting demonstration. We also have that from Randy. So make sure you visit us at TucsonArtAcademyOnline.com. Take care. Thanks, Randy, again.
Oh, thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.